Okay, everybody, we start our final panel this afternoon. Just a reminder, we have a reception following this discussion. It's down the hall on this floor underneath the stairs, so to the left when you go out this door in the Tejas room. And there'll be some appetizers and adult beverages. So, I'm pleased to introduce Joan Arnold. Joan is with the law firm Troutman Pepper. I always get focused on the prior names too, but Troutman Pepper. And so Joan is the chair of the Tax and Employee Benefits Department at her firm, and her practice focuses on M&A and joint venture planning and private equity issues and transactions. Joan has held many noteworthy leadership positions in the tax community and has contributed for a very long time to tax learning, and so
another way of saying I'm old.
And so we're grateful she's here today. She's going to speak to us about S corporations and the issues that they raise in transactions. And I've been really looking forward to this. As I've mentioned to Joan, if I don't have a problem with an S corporation in a deal, then I don't have an S corporation in my deal. So,
right.
Thank you, Joan.
Thanks very much. Okay, it's 4 o'clock. You've been sitting in this room all day. There are adult beverages at 5. I appreciate you sticking around for the last hour to go through this topic. I work in the private equity industry. I often am doing cross-border work within the private equity industry, but I also wind up doing an awful lot of S corporation work because all those S corps have been percolating for all these years until they have become big. I was telling Craig last night, I did my first S corp deal in 1995 when I had worked in Manhattan with a large multinational corporation for 10 years. Then I was a law school professor, and then I came into private practice, and I walked into my firm, and the first thing they handed me was a sale of an S corporation. And I thought, oh, this should be a piece of cake. It's a small business corporation. And then I looked at the purchase price, and we were selling it in 95 for $500 million. Today, I have on my plate an LOI for the sale of an S corporation with two owners, and the LOI's headline price is $1 billion, assuming we can fix the S problem. And last year we did more than in terms of deal value, more than $1.1 billion in S corp target sales. So this is an area that requires an awful lot of attention. And what I would like to do today is to go through, as Craig said, I've never met an S corporation I didn't like, or I liked. I want to go through some of the issues of what you see when you do the S-corp analysis at first, what its import is, some of how to fix it. Now, I know that tomorrow, Tom Greenaway is going to be doing a presentation on how to fix federal tax mistakes. I don't know what else you're doing tomorrow, but go to that session. Because when I can't fix it, I call Tom. So he's really, really good at this. So it's a very useful thing to learn and listen to. So what are we going to cover today? We're going to cover the diligence that you go through for an S corporation, and just to give you the highlights of how you remediate the problems. Some of them aren't quite so obvious, and I am going to pepper this kind of like Chris did with personal vignettes of things I've been seeing and things that I've been trying to get resolved. I'm happy to have you chime in as to what you've been seeing, so that if we can talk more about that, that would be helpful. And then we're going to talk about choosing a structure. A private equity structure is different than just a straight old acquisition by a strategic company, and it really raises a whole bunch of issues as to how you structure the deal to achieve the rollover. And at the end, the last thing we're going to talk about is a current idea as to how to achieve a really efficient private equity acquisition structure. It's not for the faint of heart.